One of Alaska's U.S. senators is questioning recent threats from the IRS to the state's air taxi operators. KDLG's Ariel Van Cleve has the story.
Senator Mark Begich says the IRS is attempting to retroactively collect taxes from the operators, and in response, he sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner requesting a meeting to discuss the issue. Begich Press Secretary Julie Haskett says owner-operators have been coming to the senator over the last few months with complaints about IRS audits.
They've been operating under a certain sort of set of rules and understandings for some time now, and then the IRS has come in and said, well, actually, we think you fall under a different set of rules and you owe us all this money. And in some cases, it's over $1 million in back taxes they're trying to collect. So we're trying to, Senator Begich is trying through this letter to Secretary Geithner to say, this is very important. It seems like the IRS is using heavy-handed tactics to basically scare these operators. And we need to sit down and talk about what exactly is going on here.
She says the owners of more on-demand operations are the ones who seem to be having the most trouble.
It's the smaller folks who get a call, take them out to a lake or a fishing spot or a hunting spot. It's these smaller operators who generally are operating at the margins anyway, don't have a lot of extra cash, that this is impacting the most.
Begich points out in the letter that, quote, while excise taxes do exist for many modes of scheduled air carrier service, exemptions are available for certain types of operations common in Alaska, including seaplanes, sightseeing, and small aircraft operating on non-established lines. Alaska Air Carriers Association Executive Director Joy Jernay says the issue is complex, and while many operators understand how the FAA defines their business, they are not as clear on the IRS terminology. According to FAA rules, flights are either labeled as scheduled or unscheduled, but the IRS defines flights as an established line or between two points, and floatplanes are exempt.
In Alaska, if you are going to fly from Anchorage to Western Alaska and you're in a small aircraft, you're going to go through Lake Clark Pass. Or if you're traveling in another direction, you're going to go through Isabella Pass. The mountains, the topography dictate how you're going to fly. To the IRS, you flew 12 times through that same route. Therefore, it's an established route for your company and you should be collecting taxes.
She says operators collected tax by one set of rules for the last 49 years, and this is a new interpretation of the taxing code by the IRS.
Our guess as an association is that this type of shift is occurring because of the current economic climate in the United States and across the world.
Jernay says larger companies are not having these problems because they already have established ways of collecting their taxes and understand the policies. She says the real damage is done to small rural operators.
Of the carriers that we represent who have been audited in the last 2 years, over half of them are considering bankruptcy because of the fines levied against them. They are that the fines are $250,000 to $1.8 million just for the last 3 years.
Jernay says the association is concerned Alaska is receiving the brunt of the threats because there's so much air traffic, but they have heard from operators in other states, such as Hawaii, who are dealing with the same issues. So far, the association has sent letters to IRS officials and has gotten the attention of Alaska's federal lawmakers. Jernay says she hopes a deal can be reached with the IRS so they can avoid bringing the issues to the legislative stage, but she isn't optimistic.
The IRS does not have a reputation for being responsive or being helpful in terms of clarifying and cleaning things up.
She says she is especially concerned about what extra taxes could mean for air taxi customers. Haskett says she believes Senator Begich's letter has given operators the confidence to come forward.
Folks are afraid of the IRS. People don't want to create turmoil when an IRS agent is auditing you. So they've been somewhat quiet. But now that we've put our letter out to Geithner and it's getting some circulation, even more operators are coming out of the woodwork.
She says she isn't sure when the senator could hear back from either Secretary Geithner or officials at the IRS. In Dillingham, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.